Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 52, and our focus this morning is going to be on verse 10. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, on this Christmas day, what a joy it is that you have gathered your people to hear the good news of that baby born in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, Jesus. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit himself will work through this word so that our faith in Jesus is strengthened and that faith overflows in love to all people, to the ends of the earth. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Now, I usually have what's become kind of a, I don't know, an odd tradition. I always like to ask, you know, when do you open your Christmas gifts? Do you open them on Christmas Eve? And that's where I say, raise your hand, go ahead, you know, yeah. Do you open them today? And then I always ask, well, who's right? Well, I kind of was thinking about it, and then I realized something. On Christmas Day, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong about opening gifts. On Christmas Day, you're going to open your gifts, right? Right? It's the day. This is it. You know, it's Christmas Day. It's time to open the gifts, right? This is the time for the kids to come running down the stairs because they know it's Christmas Day. They're going to tear open that paper. And here is the point. All of those gifts that maybe have been sitting under the tree for weeks now, you actually get to see them, right? You actually get to tear off that paper, open those gift bags, and actually see what gift you actually have received. For better or for worse. So I thought this Christmas day, let's take a look at some of the Christmas gifts that the Lord himself unwraps this Christmas day. So the first gift that we're going to unwrap is in our text, where God's people actually get a stunning gift from the Lord. And it comes in the form of a messenger. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Wow. I mean, just all those layers of wrapping paper, the Lord's just tearing them off and revealing the gift to them. The Lord is actually returning to Zion. He is comforting his people. He is redeeming Jerusalem. He's doing all this right here, right now. And God's people, they're overjoyed at this. The watchmen who have been looking from the ruins of Jerusalem, they see this messenger, they hear this message, and they're just like, incredible. They rejoice, they lift up their voices, and then, in fact, the entire ruins of Jerusalem are crying out in praise because of this good news. The Lord is coming back to Zion after departing from it. And God's people, they're finally going to get to go home. The Lord reigns. The King has saved them. But then the Lord takes off one final bit of wrapping paper to reveal the full gift for God's people, in which the King promises that everyone will see my salvation. Everyone, all of the nations, the ends of the earth shall see the Lord return to Zion, shall see God's people going home, shall see the Lord bearing his holy arm and his power, freeing his people from captivity and sending them back home. He promises everyone is going to see it. Really? Everyone? Ever? How is everyone actually going to see the salvation of the Lord? Well, let's unwrap another Christmas gift. Let's unwrap the reason that we are all here this morning celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we know what this is about. This is Joseph and Mary, they go up to Bethlehem and she gives birth to Jesus Christ, and there's all the shepherds and the angels and all that stuff, right? But that's just the thing. All of this hoopla is focused on one thing. That baby, he is the salvation of God. This is the Son of God in the flesh. The Lord has now come into his temple, a temple of human flesh and blood. Now, some people actually see the salvation of God with their own eyes. I mean, obviously, Joseph and Mary see this. The shepherds, they see it. And then later on, maybe the wise men see it, right? But then as this child grows up, other people start to see the salvation of God. They start to see John the Baptist sees him coming, you know, to be baptized. His disciples, they see the salvation of God, calling them, you come, follow me. The crowds see the salvation of God. And yes, even his enemies see the salvation of God. And when his enemies plot against him, when they betray him, and when they see him crucified for our sin, when they see him die to take our sin away, when they see him rising from the dead, when they see all of this, they are seeing the salvation of God. But that was just some people. How can the Lord keep his promise that everyone, all of the nations, the ends of the earth, will see the salvation of God? Well, they are able to see the salvation of God because God, when he is incarnated, he actually steps down into the midst of sinful humanity that he has come to save. When Joseph and Mary, when the shepherds and the wise men see Jesus Christ, they are sinners seeing their Savior. When John the Baptist, when the disciples, the crowds, and even the Pharisees are looking at Jesus, they are sinners looking at their Redeemer. When Jesus is strung up on that cross, crucified, bleeding, when he is buried in that tomb, and when he rises again, all of sinful humanity is looking at their God being killed and risen again for their salvation. Everyone is seeing this with their own eyes. But come on, Pastor. That happened thousands of years ago. And we know some people actually saw it happen. But again, how can the Lord keep his promise that everyone, all the nations, all the ends of the earth, will actually see the salvation of God? Let's unwrap a few more gifts, right? We got a lot of gifts under the tree. Let's unwrap some more. Let's unwrap the gift of something that seems so simple. Some water and the Word of God. Let's unwrap another gift. Seems kind of simple. It's just a book, you know? It's got some ink on some paper, right? And later on, we'll unwrap another gift, you know, again, very simple. Bread, wine. But see, that's baptism. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the Lord's Supper. That is the salvation of God. That is the person and the work of Jesus Christ coming down into our midst to give us forgiveness, life, and salvation. And Jesus promises that these gifts are for everyone. He says it in Mark chapter 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. He says it at the end of Luke 24 when he tells his disciples, as he opens their minds to understand the scriptures, that this is what was going to happen. He was going to be rejected. He was going to be crucified, died, and rise again after 3 days. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached to all the nations. The gospel is for everyone. And the Lord's Supper. Even Jesus, when he instituted that night that he was betrayed, he said, "This is my body, this is my blood shed for many, for all." Whenever anyone receives these gifts from the Lord, when they actually see the water, they see the words on the page, they see the bread and the wine, they are looking at the salvation of God and Jesus Christ with their own eyes. But I want to unwrap another gift. God's been generous, hasn't he? Lots of gifts to unwrap here. I want to unwrap another gift. And I want to kind of tell you what I mean by this. On Christmas Eve, back in 1974, over in France, over in Paris, there were 4 garbage men that were working early on Christmas Eve, doing their thing, right? Emptying the trash. And you know, you're working as a garbage man, you're not exactly going to be clean while you're doing your job, right? No. So they were emptying, they were going along their route and they were emptying, you know, the garbage bins. And then they actually were emptying the garbage right outside the president's palace. And all of a sudden, an aide came down and stopped them in their work, right in the middle. And they got the most unexpected gifts that they ever thought. The president is inviting you into his palace for breakfast. Yeah, right now, right now. They're like looking at them, so they're just like, we're going there for breakfast, really? We're kind of dirty, we're kind of filthy here. Can we like go home, get a change of clothes? He's like, no. Come just as you are. And so they did. They went, they had breakfast with the president and his wife and the staff. They were treated just like royalty. It didn't matter just how dirty or filthy they actually were. What mattered at that breakfast was that they were honored guests. Now, why do I tell this story? Well, because we've been trying to answer that question, how can everyone, how can all peoples, all nations, the very ends of the earth, see the salvation of God? Well, all they need to do is just open their eyes and look at you, and look at me. Yeah, I know. I know they're looking at you and me as sinners, dirty with sin. In fact, filthy with sinful thoughts, wicked words, evil deeds. Yes, they do see that with their own eyes. But they are also looking at those who have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are looking at those who have received full and free forgiveness of all of their sin because of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. They are looking at those who have been redeemed, who have been bought back. They have been saved by Jesus. And they are also looking at God's messengers. They are looking at those with the most beautiful feet in the world. They are looking at those who publish peace, who say to them, our God reigns. And he's not just our God, he's your God too, who reigns from the cross, who reigns from the empty tomb, who reigns in your life, in your heart, with his mercy, his love, and his grace. They are looking right there at the salvation of God. So Christmas Day has arrived. And what that means is that, yes, no matter what, you get to unwrap all of your gifts. And you actually get to see what they actually are. But this Christmas Day, and pretty much every Christmas Day, you get to unwrap the gifts the Lord gives you, the King gives you. His salvation, his redemption, his rule and reign of grace, his Son. And brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that you continue to unwrap all the gifts that he gives to you and to me and to all people well after Christmas Day is over. Keep unwrapping them until the Lord unwraps his final gift on the last day when he comes again, and there will be no more sin, no more sorrows, no more death, and everyone will see the salvation of our God. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen.